We're doing Gemara Brachos Chafav Amud Aleph, four lines in the wide lines. Ibayiluhu, the students asked the following question. If he didn't daven mincha, can he daven ma'ariv twice? I can understand if he missed ma'ariv, he davened shachris twice, because it's all one day. The night is the beginning of the day, and the morning follows, so that's all one day. Maybe over here, being that prayer is in the place of a korban, we say that once the day passed, it's over. Or maybe we say, being that davening is a question of asking Hashem for our needs, where it's rachamihi, you're asking for mercy, so then whenever you want, you can daven, that's fine, it's all one long continuum of our needs. Now it's interesting, first of all, Rav Pesach Zatzal was medayik in this Gemara, that you see throughout Maseches Brachos, you have to approach tefillah on two fronts. That tefillah is rachmi, and tefillah is korban. And he, from the beginning of the Masechta, he would learn with that mahalach, that there are two approaches to tefillah. Number two, in korbanos we say the night goes after the day, so then the Gemara's question should really be worded a little differently. But that's another point to think about. We have the following quote, that you could daven ma'ariv twice if you missed mincha. The Medrash darshins, there are certain things it says in Ecclesiastes that are decrepit beyond repair. And one of them is a person that missed his opportunity to read Shema at night or in the morning, or prayer at night or in the morning. The continuation of the pasuk is sometimes there's a lacking that cannot be counted. That's a situation where his friends got counted together for a mitzvah, and he didn't. So that's a lacking that cannot be counted. So here you see that you cannot make up Kriya Shema at the later tefillah. Yeah, that price is talking about a situation where he purposely forwent davening or reading Shema. But if he didn't do it on purpose, so then he could make up his davening or his Shema. Ravashi says, yeah, the Braisa is even meduyuk that way, because the Braisa says he was mevatel. The Braisa doesn't say he missed it. Shema mina, the Gemara says it's a good proof. So the Beis Yosef over here quotes a Kolbo, that there's a Yesh Omrim, there are those that say Kriya Shema could never be made up, because Shema you're supposed to say, now you're supposed to say in the morning, you missed it. But the Gemara here seems to equate them, and that's why Rav Chaim writes that Kriya Shema is like Tefillah, that you can make it up. You missed it, so you say double on the next one. And the Shulchan Aruch quotes this Yesh Omrim. The Shulchan Aruch says, I don't get it. I don't know what they want from our lives. How could you ever make up a mitzvah d'oraisa? But then in the Shulchan Aruch, he actually quotes the Yesh Omrim, and he says, Yesh Omrim, you could make it up, Yesh Cholkim. So it's a good thing. If you ever miss Shema in the morning, say it twice at night. You didn't lose anything. It doesn't cost money. So we don't assume you could make it up, but we do try to fulfill that opinion as well. Yes. Yeah. The Braisa says if he didn't daven mincha on Friday, so on Shabbos, he davens ma'ariv twice, even though the prayer that's being made up is not the same as the prayer he missed, because the ma'ariv he's saying at night isn't the same. If he missed mincha on Shabbos, so on Motzei Shabbos, he'll say ma'ariv twice, even though technically the ma'ariv of Motzei Shabbos is not the same as the mincha he missed. Shelchol mavdil barishonave, no mavdil bashnia. He says ma'ariv of Motzei Shabbos twice, a ma'ariv of chol. Mavdil barishona, on the first ma'ariv he says avdala, because the first one is really ma'ariv. The second Shmon Esrei is not ma'ariv, it's a makeup. Ve'mivdil bashnia, ve'lo yivdil barishona. Let's say in the first Shmon Esrei he didn't say avdala, because he thought, the first one will make up my mincha, and the second one he did say avdala. So being that he overtly showed that his intent was that the first one would be the makeup Shmona Esrei, and the second one would be the Ma'ariv Shmona Esrei, so then the first one doesn't count. You cannot daven a makeup Shmona Esrei first, and when you do it in a way that's overtly so, then it doesn't count at all. And that's why in this instance, his first Shmona Esrei doesn't count at all. His second Shmona Esrei is instead of Ma'ariv, and now we'll have to do a third Shmona Esrei to make it up. And that's what the Gemara says. Shnia letalo, rishona lo alatalo. Lemeimra dekeven de lo avdil bekamay tekman de lo tzali dami. Missing out a havdala is what disqualifies the prayer. And that's why we're making them go back. We have a braisa that says the other way. The Gemara says kasha. Okay. Filuminu. We have a braisa that goes the other way. Tavlo is kibbutz from intratam tim shlab katash nimachzrinto vlabachmain dat in machzrinto min meshecholom ralakos. You could always say Abdullah in over the cup. So kasha. So you see that doesn't disqualify it. So if that doesn't disqualify it, so why do you say his first one is disqualified? Let it count as his ma'ariv. And you'll say you just left out the Avdala, and that's still a qualified ma'ariv Shmona Esrei. The Gemara remains with the Kasha. There's a big Tosus here, and there's a lot to discuss. One day we'll get to it.